Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless y'all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord be with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he keeps looking out for you, he comforts you. He pours out his spirit and his love and his light and his glory all over you. I pray that you have more joy and a merry heart. I pray that the consuming fire gives you more of his fire and lights you up, and that you could be more radiant and you could be alive to the world. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you could keep your mind fixed on the gospel. You keep your mind on things above and not beneath. And I pray that the Lord heal any gaps in your life, any broken pieces inside of you, the Lord heals it. And I just hope that you let go of things, you forgive others. And I pray that you can move forward and upward with your life, all right? So I hope that you all had a blessed day, and this week has been great for y'all midway through it. So today's message, I'm going to do the continual reading of the book of Genesis from chapter 38 and forward, all right? So now we're getting more into the story of Joseph and him dealing with his betrayal and his bondage and his captivity and all things Joseph had to endure. All right. So it's always important to understand that throughout life, of course, we all want goodness, joy, a merry heart, laughter, all the positive things life can offer. Amen. But along with this life with God, this journey, this narrow path, there are afflictions, there are challenges, there are trials and tribulations, there are hardships, there are difficulties that we tend to deal with along the road, all right? And we have to be firm in the Lord. We got to be strong and full of courage, amen? So let us always be resilient people, and let us always keep going forward and upward the Lord, the way the Lord wants us to, you know what I mean? Because the Lord made us conquerors, amen? His only begotten Son is a conquering lion. If he can die for all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, then we could do all things through Christ. With God, all things are possible. We can, the Lord can fix our situations. He could get us through anything that we feel is not sustainable or what have you. You know, the Lord got us. Amen. All right, you got to always remind yourself of that. I know things get a little weird and hectic. Sometimes your mind just be all over the place. Your emotions be all over the place. But the Lord gives you that stability. He gives you that firmness. Amen. All right. So Joseph really endured a lot. And of course, to his own doing as well, but also just even beyond that, you know, God was still with Joseph through it all. All right. So let us read this and go from there. All right. We're going to read the book of Genesis. We're going to close out with the prayer and all the glory to the Most High. And then we'll close out with the priestly blessing as well. All right. So here we go. The book of Genesis, chapter 38. And it came to pass at that time that Judah went down from his brethren and turned into a certain Edomite, whose name was Hira, and Judah was there, a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shua, and he took her and went unto her, and she conceived and bare a son, and he called his name Ur. And she conceived again and bare a son, and she called his name Onan, and yet she again conceived and bare a son, and called his name Shelah, and he was at Shezeb, where she bare him. And Judah took a wife for her, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Judah's firstborn was wicked in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. Excuse me. Wow, the Lord slayed him. And Judah said unto Onan, go unto thy brother's wife and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went in unto his brother's wife that he spilled it on the ground, lest that he should give his seed to his brother. All right. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And it came to pass when he went into his brother's wife that it spilled on the ground, lest that he should give his seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore the Lord slew him as well. Then he said to Judah, then said Judah to Tamar his daughter-in-law, remain a widow at thy father's house till Shelah my son be grown. For he said, lest peradventure he die also, as his brethren did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And in the process of time, the daughter of Shua, Judah's wife, died. And Judah was comforted and went up into his sheep shearers to Timnath, he and his friend Hurah, the Adullamite. And it was told Tamar, saying, behold, thy father-in-law go up to Timnath to shear his sheep. And she put her widow's garments off from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped herself and sat in an open place, which is by the way to Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given it to him to wife. When Judah saw her, he thought her to be an harlot because she had covered her face. And he turned her, and he turned it to her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou may come into me? And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And she said, thy signet and thy bracelets and thy staff that is in thine hand. And he gave it to her and came into her, and she conceived by him. And she arose and went away and laid by her veil from her and put on the garments on her widowhood. And Judah sent the kid by the hand of his friend, the Adullamite, to receive his pledge from the woman's hand, but he found her not. Then he asked the men of that place, saying, where is the harlot that was openly by the wayside? And they said, there was no harlot in this place. And he returned to Judah and said, I cannot find her. And also the men of the place said that there was no harlot in this place. And Judah said, let her take it to her, lest we be shamed. Behold, I sent this kid, and thou hast not found her. And it came to pass about 3 months after that it was told Judah, saying, Tamar, thy daughter-in-law, had played the harlot, and also, behold, she is with child by whoredom. And Judah said, bring her forth and let her be burnt. When she was brought forth, she sent to her father-in-law, saying, by the man whose these are, and my child, when she said, discern, I pray thee, whose are these, the signet and the bracelets and staff. And Judah acknowledged them and said, she has been more righteous than I, because then that I gave her not to Shelah my son. And he knew her again no more. And it came to pass in the time of travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took it and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first. And it came to pass as he drew back his hand that, behold, the brother came out. And she said, how hast thou broken forth? This breach be upon thee. Therefore his name was called Perez. And afterward came out his brother that had the scarlet thread upon his hand, and his name was called Zerah. So as you see in the book of Genesis chapter 38, you see Judah kind of going out and about with procreating and whatnot. And Judah, his children were, a few of them were actually evil. So God actually slayed his children, because one was evil in the sight of the Lord and the other one was very disobedient. And it's kind of crazy how the Lord can give us life and all that, but the Lord can easily take it away when people do things that's displeasing to him in his sight. You know what I mean? So things like that should make us want to do better and fear the Lord more. You know what I mean? Like, we should be more grateful that he gave us life and he kept us longer and that he didn't hold too much over our heads. Amen. Because we all got to always improve and do better. You know what I mean? So let us not take the Lord's graciousness for granted. Let us not take advantage of his loving kindness, because we know that the Lord can be a consuming fire, can be angry and, you know, pour out his wrath. But his grace and his love, you know, he pours that upon us every day when we wake up, you know. So we got to be grateful for that and take it day by day. All right. So we're going to continue this book of Genesis reading about more of Judah and Jacob. So here we go about Judah, I mean Joseph. I didn't, my bad, not Jacob and Judah, Joseph and Judah, all right. So book of Judah, Genesis chapter 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw, that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord had made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had put into his hand. And it came to pass from that time that he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a good person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, as she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master would not want me with your wife. He would not want me to do this in the house, and he had committed all that he had to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business. And there was none of the men of the house therewithin. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand and he was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house and spoke unto them, saying, "See, he had brought in a Hebrew into to mock us. And he came into me and lay with me and cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that, I lifted up my voice and cried. Then he left his garment with me and fled and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spoke unto him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came into me to mock me." And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when the master heard the words of his wife, which she spoke unto him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant to me," that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound, and was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and shewed his mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all that the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. So as you can see in the book of Genesis chapter 39 reading, you see how Joseph was blessed and favored, and God poured out his favor with him, and God was making Joseph prosper, all right? And as Joseph was in the Egyptian's house, even the Egyptian Potiphar had favor in Joseph and looked out for Joseph as well, as Joseph was their servant. And Joseph was basically a ruler over the whole house, making sure everything was on point, you know, just taking care of all the obligations and duties that was required of him. And as Joseph was in that house, Potiphar's wife was really trying to get at, bruh. She wanted some Joseph. She wanted some Hebrew in her life, and Joseph wasn't falling for that. So Joseph resisted temptation. He didn't play into it. He did not fall. He did not play into that. And he kept curving her, kept rejecting her, and she kept trying to get at, bruh. And bruh wasn't falling for it. So now you see his wife lied on him. And she basically me too'd him. She hit him with an allegation. She lied on him. She slandered him, all of that. And now Potiphar comes back to this, and he is angry and kindled, and things get a little hectic. So even through all that adversity, God was still with Joseph. Why? Because Joseph didn't commit adultery. Joseph didn't give into temptation. Joseph didn't entertain his flesh. Joseph did not disobey the Most High on that part. So Joseph sticking to the Most High in that situation, God blessed Joseph even more through that. So it's always important to be led and moved by the Spirit and the law, statutes, and commandments, and to not be moved by emotions or the flesh. You know what I mean? Or when you in that mood or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people give into temptations. All of us have at one point. Everybody, of course, we all sin and fall of short of God's glory. But when it comes to like lust, temptation, things of that nature, many people haven't been too best in those areas. And a lot of times when that happens, we put ourselves in these weird, crazy scenarios or situations. But that's why it's important to resist temptation. It's important to not be so lustful. It's always important to be really staying to yourself. You know what I mean? And Joseph, he did his part on that. That's why the Lord favored him. You know what I mean? So we could take that example and apply it to our lives. You know, so it's just kind of crazy how you look at something like this happen. And then fast forward today, you see like all these people who get falsely accused of things. People get lied on at work. People get falsely accused at the job or different arenas, different work environments, things of that nature. So it's crazy what people out here go through, you know what I mean? So we got to really live honest lives. We have to really stay to ourselves, have self-control, never give in to temptation, amen? So let us not really get too mixed up in the adultery stuff, you know what I mean? And always just stay to yourself, all right? So we're going to continue the book of Genesis, reading chapter 40, and go from here, all right? So here we go. And it came to pass, after these things, that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against the two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward, the house of the captain of the guard, and into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them, and they continued a season inward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me then, I pray that you do. And the chief butler told his dream to Joseph and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me, and in the vine were three branches, and it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and her clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head and restore thee into thy place, and thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou was his butler. But think on me when it shall be with thee, when it shall be well with thee, and show kindness, I pray thee, unto me, and make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also I have done nothing that they should put me in the dungeon. And yet they put me in a dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets on my head. And in the uppermost basket, there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days. Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee. And it came to pass the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast unto all the servants, and lifted up his head of the chief butler and of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. So this is crazy. So the book of Genesis chapter 40 reading, you see how Joseph was in a dungeon, basically locked up with two of Pharaoh's like workers. And Joseph gave both of these dudes dreams. He gave them interpretations of it. And he said, interpretations come from God, you know. And it's interesting because you see how Daniel was able to interpret dreams and also Joseph. So interpreting dreams is very important, powerful gifts. And we should use those and apply those things to ourselves, because in these times that we're in, we are having more dreams than ever. And it's prophesied that we shall dream dreams and see visions, you know, that sons and daughters, all of us should all be prophesizing, right? But in this part here in Joseph, you see how Joseph told these brothers their dreams. And when them dudes got free, they left Joseph behind. They did Joseph dirty and left him hanging. That just shows you a lot of times in life that when you do a service for somebody, when you do right by somebody, they won't always return it back to you. When you do someone a solid, you do somebody a favor, you do good by them, they won't return the favor for you. That's a harsh reality that a lot of us tend to deal with. And sometimes us as people, we could be so generous or have such big hearts or whatnot that we always expect everybody to return things the same way we give them. But that's not the case. When it comes to generosity and giving, or giving of things of God, interpretations or our gifts, a lot of times you don't get nothing back in return for it. Only the Lord really rewards you and bless you, not really people. You know, as far as people rewarding you or doing right by you, certain cases, God has to open that person's heart to want to do it for you and give that person a favor with you. Or if they're really feeling good that day, they'll look out for you. But in most cases, especially in this world that we're living in and the times that we're in today, man, you can't expect nothing from anybody today. I feel like today everybody has problems of their own. Generosity is a lost art today in society. Giving and looking out for one another, being community-minded, being compassionate, being mindful of one another, that's just out the window now, you know, because today's times we're in, like as Jesus prophesied and said to us, many people's hearts will wax cold. The love will bound grow, it'll grow cold. You know, people's hearts will wax cold more than ever today. So it's on us to still be generous and have those warm hearts and to give to people. But we shouldn't expect the same in return, because we know God is the ultimate provider. He is the sufficient one. He is the one that sustains us. He is the one that always looks out for us. Amen. We shouldn't look towards that, towards people, because just at the time period that we're in, Joseph dealt with this on a harsh level in ancient times. You fast forward to today in this crazy world, ain't no way we should be expecting anybody to give us anything or do right by us. You cannot walk around with that entitlement like somebody owes you or is going to do you solid. And that's a harsh reality we tend to deal with, but that's just what it is. You know what I mean? But don't let people being messed up and green to you rub off on you and make you like that. You get what I'm saying? You still have to have that warm heart. You still have to be compassionate. You used to have to be a giver, because God holds us accountable when it comes to situations like that. See, with those two Egyptians, that's just how Egyptians are. Egyptians are cutthroat people. You know, we Hebrews, we Israelites, we don't, with us, it's always love and sharing and caring. We always about that in that sense, you know what I mean? But Egyptians, they didn't roll like that. So Joseph learned the hard way about other people and nations, you know what I mean? But that was a great lesson right there, that even when you do stuff for people, they won't always do it back for you, you know? So always be mindful of that when you're doing a service or when you're doing something. When you do something, just do it out of the heart and do it out of the gospel. Don't do it out of your own will or intentions or want something back. You know, that's why even Jesus told us when we give without expecting nothing back, because the Heavenly Father will reward us. He will see us secretly, and what we do secretly, the Lord will bless us openly. You know what I mean? So when we do give or some charitable or what have you, don't do it for vanity. Don't do it for a show. Don't do it for something in return. Really do it from the goodness of your heart, and because God put on your heart to do it for that person. Amen. So that's always something you can learn out of that lesson. All right. So what we're going to do is continue this reading of the book of Genesis, chapter 41, and go from there. All right. So here we go. And it came to pass at the end of the two full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven well-favored kine and fed, and they fed in the middle, and behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kind did eat up the seven well-favored fat kind. And Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed a second time, and behold, seven ears of corn came upon one stalk, rank and good, and behold, seven thin ears, blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them this dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do. I remember my faults this day. So remember, the chief butler remembered Joseph, but not the baker. So let's continue. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and he put me inward, the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, and I and he, and we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, a servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored into my office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment and came unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard saying of thee that thou can understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river, and behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat of shed, and well favored, and they fed up in the meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up out of the, after them, poor and very ill favored, and lean flesh, such as I have never saw in the land of Egypt for badness. And the lean and ill favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine, and when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as the beginning. So I woke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up and one stalk full and good. And behold, seven ears withered thin and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them, and with thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are the 7 years, and the seven good ears are the 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kind that came up after the 7 years are, and the seven empty ears, blasted with the east wind, shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do is that he's about to show to Pharaoh. Behold, there came 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled into Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the seven plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such one as this, a man whom the Spirit of God is in? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt, And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee, and he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paneah, and he gave him to his wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out all over the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the 7 plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls, and he gathered up all the food of the 7 years which were in the land of Egypt and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering, for it was without number. And unto Joseph were born 2 sons before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God said, he had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. And the name of the second called Ephraim, for God has caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteous that was in the land of Egypt were ended. And the 7 years of famine began to come, according to as Joseph said. And the famine was in all lands, but all in the land of Egypt there was bread. And when all the land of Egypt was famished, the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he has said to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened all the storehouses and sold unto the Egyptians. And the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all the lands. So as you can see, Joseph basically gets promoted. Joseph shows Pharaoh the 2 dreams that Joseph dreamt, and none of the magicians, none of the astrologers, sorcerers, warlocks, witches, none of them could interpret those dreams, but the man of God could. And really, it's all God through Joseph, because it's really God that interprets it. Amen. The gift and all the goodness and all that comes from the Lord. And the Lord showed Pharaoh everything through Joseph. Once Pharaoh got that confirmation, he received it. Pharaoh just promoted Joseph right out the gate. He made him ruler over all of Egypt. He gave him a ring. He gave him a gold chain. He gave him power. He gave him all the stuff. He gave him the authority and everything. And that just shows how things that are laid up for the wicked will go to the righteous. All right. The righteous will get their power back. We will, as God's people, get everything back, but in a heavenly sense of eternal life and 100-fold. You know what I mean? Because in this earthly realm that we're in right now, we get what we could get within our circumstances and within our reach. But as we know, we're in a very decaying economy, a very wicked system that we're all in. But the Lord still looks out for his people. And y'all know God is the ultimate provider. So he will look out for us. As this world gets worse, he will look out for us. And we will be put in a position where we could help many people. We could help many mouths. Because Joseph was put in a position to feed many people. When that famine broke out, God promoted Joseph to help out all those people there. And he was able to give Joseph a wife, 2 children, and all those different resources. And Joseph paid his dues. And he went through all his affliction and went through it to get blessed by God. So let that be a lesson for us, that through our afflictions, through our hardships and everything that we go through, there's a beautiful amount of abundance and rewards on the other side of it that the Lord has in store for us, all right? We have to stand on a narrow path. We have to be obedient. We have to stick to the law, statutes, and commandments. We have to love the Lord our God with all of our mind, heart, and soul, and might, and strength. We have to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. We have to be living in the law, statutes, and commandments, and we have to live by the gospel. Amen. And we don't do that just for reward or just want something from God. We do that just for how the lifestyle is supposed to be. All right, we're supposed to be a righteous people living righteously for the Lord, how the Lord intended it for us. Amen. So the story of Joseph is a very interesting one. You see how God turned it around for Joseph. Amen. And God has turned around for many of us and throughout our lifetime. Some of us are just now entering a test or a trial tribulation. Some of us are probably in the middle of a test or in the middle of a storm. And some of us are on our way out of one. Amen. Some of us may be right on the path of getting that open door and rewards and blessings. So everybody's in different phases in their lives. Amen. But all in all, we rejoice and we count it all joy. We praise the Lord for everything that comes our way, good, bad, and ugly, because we know the Lord going to bring us through and the Lord going to see us through. Amen. So that's an amazing story, reading about Joseph, that we can apply to our lives. All right. So I'm going to read the book of Genesis chapter 42 and just close off from there. Okay. Because, you know, it's just amazing to see how God used Joseph to not only just help himself, but to help others. All right. God is going to bless us so we can help others. It's not always about us. All right. So here we go. The book of Genesis chapter 42. Now, when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said unto his sons, why do ye look up one upon another? And he said, behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down thither and buy for us from thence, that we may live and not die. And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob, sent not with his brothers, for he said, lest peradventure mischief befall him. And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brothers, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spoke roughly unto them. And he said unto them, whence come ye? And they said, from the land of Canaan to buy food. And Joseph knew his brothers, but they did not know him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed of them, and said unto them, ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said unto him, nay, my lord, but to buy food are the servants to come. We are all one man's son. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, nay, but to see the nakedness of the land ye come. And they said, thy servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, that is it that I spoke unto you, saying, you are spies. Hereby you shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh, ye shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come hither. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies. And he put them all together inward 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, this do, and live, for I fear God. If ye be true men, let one of your brothers be bound in the house of your prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and you shall not die. And they did so. And they said one to another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, spoke I not unto you? Do not sin against the child, and ye would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spoke unto them by interpreter. And he turned himself about from them and wept and returned to them again and communed with them and took them, Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn and to restore every man's money to a sack and to give them provision for the way. And this is what he did unto them. And they landed and they laid their donkeys with the corn and departed thence. And as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey a provender in the inn, he espied the money for it. Behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brothers, my money is restored, and lo, it is even in my sack. And their heart failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, what is this that God has done to us? And they came unto Jacob their father into the land of Canaan and told him all that befell unto them, saying, the man who was the lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto them, we are true men, we are no spies. We be 12 brothers, sons of our father, and one is not, and the youngest is the day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know you that are true men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. And bring your youngest brother unto me, that I shall know that you are not spies, but that you are true men. So I deliver your brother, and you shall traffic in the land. And it came to pass that they emptied their sacks, that behold, every man's bundle of money was in the sack. And when they both there, and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, me have you bereaved of my children? Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will take Benjamin away? All these things are against me. And Reuben spoke unto his father, saying, slay my two sons if I bring him not to thee. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to thee again. And he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befall him by the way in which he should go, then you shall bring down my gray hairs with sorrow to the grave. All right, y'all. So there you have it. That is the book of Genesis, reading from the book of Genesis chapter 38 all the way to the book of Genesis chapter 42. All right. And onward, we'll continue from the book of Genesis chapter 43. Continue there. All right. So there you have it, y'all. As y'all can see, this is where Joseph's brothers see Joseph, and they couldn't even recognize him. And Joseph was acting all funny and strange in Hollywood on him. He's acting all fresh on him. But it all came back to that, the dreams that God showed Joseph, it came to pass, because he ended up ruling and his brothers ended up bound to Joseph. So when God shows you something, tells you something, best believe it will come to pass and it will happen. Amen. Because God reveals things to his people, and his word does not come back void. Everything that God does, it will be accomplished. Amen. So that's just Joseph's situation with his brothers and the land of Egypt and the famine and whatnot. So everything always comes back around. Amen. So it's always good to not hold grudges with family or friends or strangers or whatnot, and let things be peaceful from there on out. All right. So there you have it, y'all. That's the book of Genesis reading. So what I'd love to do as I close out is give all the glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise the only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. So here we go. He is the Adam, the Advocate, the last Adam, the second Adam, the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting Father. Yes, he is the faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of all creation, the forerunner of the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the image of God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal, the king of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life, the light of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness, the Lord, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Ben Yahweh, Ahayashai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Adonai Eloheinu, Yeshua Elohim, the Father of Lights, the Father of the Fatherless, the Consuming Fire, the Sustainers, the Sufficient One. Amen. Yes, the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the prophet, the redeemer, the resurrection and life, the revelation, the revelator, the resurrector, the righteous one, the radiant one. Yes, the perfect example. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. He is the righteous branch. Yes, he is the righteous one, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the Shiloh, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he's the truth. Yes, he is the way. Amen. He is the way, truth, and life, the wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of Yah, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yahweh Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yes, he is the word. Amen. The word of life. Yes. Yes, he is. He is the word. Yes, yes. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins. We can all agree on that, you know what I'm saying? In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are renewed, restored, redeemed, favored, loved, and full of grace. Amen. So there you have it, y'all. All right. That's the message, the book of Genesis reading. Let us be blessed and favored everywhere we go. Amen. And let us stick it out in our situations. All right. So there you have it. I pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you get baptized, start your life for the Most High. I pray that you repent and have new beginnings. And I pray that the Lord turns your situation around for the better. Amen. So I want to close out with this priestly blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious upon towards you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I got much love for y'all. God bless y'all. Peace.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.